Talk Live with Psychics Online now for one-on-one personal readings. Welcome to Stars Psychics, a community of gifted psychic readers offering live psychic readings through our private chat rooms. Want to know about your love life? What about your career and wealth? Hear from loved ones and more. Our network of channelers, tarot card readers, clairvoyants, spiritual advisors, and clairaudients can assist in answering your questions and guide you to a new level of spiritual career. Online psychic readings are a great way to find out answers you've always wanted to know from a psychic in the privacy and comfort of your home. Go to www.starspsychics.com. That's stars with a Z, psychics.com. Now click on the new one-on-one button and start talking to a psychic today.
Well, welcome everybody. This is Stars Cast, also known as Natalie, and I have with me tonight Stars Maya Moon. Stars Nicole is taking tonight off. She will be back next week. But we're talking about processing the past now. You know, it's kind of like you look at the past, find out what mistakes you've made, try to do better in the new year, which is this is the new year, and see what we can do about it. And it's cute here. It says you don't want to keep living Groundhog Day over and over, meaning making the same mistake or, you know, over and over and over. So you want to make it right. You want to do it right. And I guess Maya Moon will tell us a little bit. She'll get us started, and you're going to hear my voice. It's a little raspy, but I'm going to be talking, and, you know, I can really talk. So, Maya Moon, let's get started.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you, Natalie. And welcome, everyone. And my voice, too, I think we've got this universal cold going around. I know in our area, everyone has got this terrible cough that won't let go. So, but that's okay. We can still talk. That doesn't stop us. And first and foremost, I want to welcome all of our listeners. As always, you know, if it wasn't for you, there wouldn't be a show. So we appreciate your patronage. And if you're a first-time listener, I know that you're going to be a long-time listener. And if you're returning, we're glad that you found us to be interesting. And hopefully you've gotten some guidance and insight and information. And we have on Stars, of course, the site that Stars with a Z, there are so many wonderful experts that are qualified to assist. So anytime we discuss these topics, if you would like more information, by all means, the best way, we have amazing prices for the caliber of experts that are there on site and so many to choose from. So be sure if take the time if you haven't already and get a reading. It really does help. And so Happy New Year to everyone. This is a really, I believe that this is going to be a phenomenal year for many of us, a very spiritual year. So it's a good time to talk about the past. And it is kind of true with Groundhog Day. You know, many times we'll say to ourselves, you know, well, I hear it a lot with romance and attracting a certain type of person or certain types of relationships. You know, people will say, well, why is it that I feel like I keep repeating the past? And there is some balance there. The past, everything that's come before and everything that will come after is a part of who we are. So the past is an important part of us, because without the past, we couldn't be who we are. So it's important that we have some recognition of the past and we're able to take some of what we've learned as lessons. But then you have the other side, those who cannot seem to get out of the past. And so the way that my guides have always kind of shown that to me is that oftentimes it's like they've got a mirror, and we use a mirror to reflect the future, which is just a reflection of the past. Now, that is not a positive influence or energy. That would be more of a negative, because what we're doing then is we're recreating in our minds the scenario, which is kind of where we came up with the Groundhog Day thing. So we're recreating and we're almost manifesting that the things that occurred in the past, which are you know, perhaps not the best things, we're recreating those, and those are happening over and over again. And so that's a lot of times where we come up with the, you know, why am I attracting this, or why does this seem to keep happening? And there's usually going to be, you know, some tie or something, some attachment to the past, either a lesson that we have not fully learned and accepted, or the other thing that I feel that oftentimes as humans we get caught up in is, again, that mirror, that inability to have hope and faith and see the future, like as we enter this new year, to be able to say, okay, this is a new year. And rather than setting up these high expectations, which a lot of us tend to do, you know, diet, exercise, work, whatever it is, sometimes we set up such high or unrealistic expectations that we're almost inevitably going to be disappointed or fall short. And all that does is that kind of throws us right back into the past, because we're not allowing ourselves, we're not giving ourselves any credit. So there's some different things we'll talk about what we can do. But the two main themes are finding the balance and the alignment, the harmony between learning from the past and what we can take from the past that's positive into the future, but not being stuck in the past and not carrying it like a basket full of, you know, like we're toting a bag full of wet laundry, so that we're trying to tote this. And if you kind of use that visual, that works for me, and I share that a lot with my clients. So imagine trying to walk through your life carrying everything that you do from the moment you wake up and get ready, put on makeup if you're a female, or heck, I don't know, maybe you put on makeup if you're a male. That's okay, too. But doing whatever you do, and you've got this big sack of wet laundry that you're trying to tote around. And that is basically how it can feel sometimes when we're carrying the past on our backs. And that's not the same thing as learning the lesson and just letting that be a reminder or a warning. So with that being said, let's go over to Natalie to see what she has to add, what she sees about the past or what insight she'd like to offer.
Well, looking back on the year 2015 for me, you know, of course, mine is always about business. I don't have a significant other in my life, so, you know, I can't do any comparison. But, you know, our new site will be up probably the weekend, but, I mean, it's been a long process. So what I'm trying to do is not look back and say, oh, we should have done this, or this should have been done. I'm not looking at it as a disappointment, but looking forward to it. Business, you know, like I said, that's my main focus. My family, I see them. Everything is really good with them. I'm very, very lucky. But I think you have to kind of isolate the things that you did last year that may have been harmful to you or negative and had an influence on you, and then look at them, even write them down, look at them and say, well, okay, yeah, this really had an effect on me. I cannot let this happen again. Sometimes it's really hard, though, Maya, to correct something, like if it's dear to your heart or say it's a relationship, you know, I mean, it would be very difficult to say, well, you know, I'm just not going to set my sights on somebody like that. I'm going to change what I really want in my life to be another person that's really great and all of that. But I think sometimes if you write it down, it's more real to you. I write things down a lot. I have paper everywhere that I am with my phone. I mean, and I have notes jotted everywhere, bathroom, kitchen, living room, office. Oh, my office has got so many notes. But I think writing things down is a good thing, and I think analyzing maybe mistakes and looking at things that you maybe did that you probably shouldn't have done, and know how to correct them, or even just try to correct them. Try not to do the same thing again. Sometimes that's really difficult, Maya. You know, you can't always sometimes if it's really dear to your heart, like if you, we'll use a relationship, you're attracted to a certain type, and it's real hard to break that mold. And maybe you need somebody who's more intelligent, not necessarily knock down, drag out, gorgeous, male or female, it doesn't matter. Maybe you need to have somebody that just has a lot of intelligence. Maybe you're attracted to that. I find for myself that, I said this yesterday to Tony, my webmaster. I said, you know, I figured out what makes me happy. And he was laughing. He said, oh, no, what is that now? I want to know. I said, well, part of it is working with you and learning. And I find that I'm really on a high with that. So now I'm really, that is in the forefront for me. So now what I'm doing is just a while ago, I was learning Excel with Jackie, Stars JC, who does a lot of my copy and stuff for me. She knows Excel pretty well. And I had to do something from PayPal with my monthly reports. And I was so excited about it that I couldn't believe. I forgot about anything else that might have been bothering me, although my days have been pretty good. Maya knows that I'm anticipating something. I don't know what it is, but I feel we're on the verge of something. I'm on the verge of something. Maybe it's just business-wise. Maybe it's success for me personally, success for the site. They go hand in hand. But that's what I'm trying to do. Now, I don't know if you have anything to add to that, Maya.
Well, those are good points. Is finding, first of all, writing. There's an old saying that the pen is mightier than the sword, and it just means that I agree that writing things down is important, and that writing carries a lot of power, and it also gives us something concrete to reflect back on. So, especially again. We're hitting, this is a good topic for this time of year, entering into not just a new year, but a powerful new year, especially. It's an especially powerful year spiritually. We're uniting and going through some different shifts, which we do every year, but this just happens to be the way that I'm shown, especially spiritual. So writing things down and then being able to look at our progress, because a lot of times we do get so caught up in the day-to-day, misadventures and the good and the bad, that we often lose track of where we really are, where if we keep notes of what our desires are, and like what you mentioned, which I think is good, what makes us happy, at what times do we feel good, when do we feel our personal best, when do we feel that we shine the most. If we start writing that down, then that gives us at least somewhere to start to try to process everything so that we're not, stuck into the past, or that we're able to maybe come up on our own just by writing down what makes us feel good, and then by the same token, what things seem to bring us down, what creates melancholy, what creates that feeling of not being able to be fulfilled, or what holds us back, or what we perceive as holding us back, or makes us feel not as good as what we normally do. So, yes, definitely I believe that writing does. And remembering, just keeping in mind, if chances are anything that's repetitive that we feel is not a good repetition or pattern that's from the past, there's something that we're getting out of it. Even if we're not sure of what that is, or we can't quite put our finger on it, there's something there. So I think that we have to figure out what it is that we're getting, or what could be the obstacle. Like if we talk about relationships and people that might say, why am I always attracted to the wrong person? And what they really mean is usually someone that's not, for whatever reason, is not emotionally available. Well, it could very well be that it's something inside of them that they're, for whatever reason, they're not able to be emotionally available, or they have fears or blocks of intimacy. A lot of people spiritually deep down equate love with pain, and that's been their experience, so they're carrying that over. So they're kind of repeating the cycle or the pattern of being with people or being attracted or becoming, you know, engaged. I don't mean literally engaged to be married, but, you know, engaged meaning interacting with people that are not going to be available. And then that way it seems like it's less of a risk, but in reality we end up risking so much more. So those are some things, too, that I feel, you know, that I feel that it's good to take stock of our past, and it's good to bring our past into our future to a point, but not so that it overshadows the present, and certainly not so that it overshadows the future and becomes the main focus, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. And don't beat yourself up if maybe you made some mistakes. Just recognize the mistakes so that perhaps you won't do them again. I was sitting here thinking while you're talking, you know, the other thing that happened is I have a media gal now who's, I mean, I seem to attract people who end up really loving me and do more for me than they're supposed to. But anyways, I'm real excited about this. So see, last year I was looking for more recognition for the site, and again, I use my site because that's my biggest focus for me right now. And then she came into my my realm, so to speak, and we connected, and we get along really, really well. And you know, last year I was kind of down about it because I was waiting for doors to open. I have talked to God every morning, or you can talk to whoever you want, Buddha, whatever it is. And I was saying, you know, I don't mind taking the steps, but I need the doors. I need to have some doors open. Well, she's a huge door for me, and some other things. And I just think that recognize the good things that happen so that you can repeat them again this year, or maybe build upon those things. If it's a relationship, I mean, it's really hard for me to relate to that, but I would think that if a relationship is really not working out, you have to go back and find out, well, what is not working? What is it on your end? Is it on their end? And sit down and, you know, listen to yourself a little bit and try to figure out, okay, well, I don't get enough attention from them. You know, we don't do enough together. Well, make suggestions this year to that person of the things that you feel you're falling short with between the two of you, and see if there can be improvements made. It doesn't mean that you have to let go of the relationship, but try to make it better. And don't sit back and complain and not do anything about it. I mean, I think that's a really good thought. Hopefully someday if I have one, I'll remember what I'm saying, and Maya will remind me, remember on that show you said that, Natalie? And but anyways, I think relationships are probably the biggest thing that we can talk about. Careers, same kind of thing. If you're in a job and you made some mistakes on your job, maybe you on applications or interviews that you went to, and you probably could have done it a little bit different, behaved a little better, more friendly, whatever. There was a reason that you probably fell short of not getting that job or that position higher than, you know, a promotion of sorts. And I think if you look at it, but don't knock yourself up, don't you know, beat yourself up about it, but look at it and say, well, maybe I could have presented myself a little better. So this year, when you go to do an interview or you apply for a promotion or something, you look back and say, okay, well, I really could have done this better. I could have, I don't know, even dressed different or act different, be more positive about yourself. I think that would really help. It's not that easy to do those things, Maya. I mean, I think sometimes we get in a rut, and sometimes you just like to keep failing at things, I guess. I don't know. But I don't know about relationships, but business-wise, I've done very well. I really feel that Stars is on the verge now of really being recognized. And, you know, I'll be doing some interviews, some live interviews, and that will promote the site. And see, it's all about business for me. But the business is really my baby. It's kind of like my little kid that I've been raising, you know. It's just like everything else, you know, you take it upon yourself and you kind of covet it and you change the color of it and, you know, make it look better and all of that. So I think those are some steps that people can take. What do you think, Maya?
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, definitely, I think that people oftentimes can be kind of stuck in their career. It can start out to be motivating for them, and they lose that in, along the way, or it starts out because it's something that is expected. A lot of times we find ourselves moving in a direction of expectation. Maybe our family or our culture or society or what our parents, how we're raised, what's expected of us. And so we start down this path, and then we begin to find that that's not really our true calling. And so we can get into that repetition of, like you said, you know, finding maybe you didn't do as well on the interview as you could have, or you're not producing or projecting yourself in the light that is your potential in the way that you could be. And part of that may be because you're not being true to yourself. So, no, I don't believe we should ever beat ourselves up and, you know, become angry and frustrated. Learning should be a positive experience. It should be a way of, you know, of coming to terms and acceptance with, okay, well, this did, you know, doing it things this way, you know, it, for example, with jobs or with certain careers or working in certain positions, you know, that's not fulfilling. That doesn't seem to be working out. And so it's time to try something new. And I believe that a lot of times it's just taking some risks. And even though it may appear that the less risk we take, the safer and better off we are, in many instances, the opposite is actually true. It's the risks that we take, and, you know, and in that respect, we might put the past aside and say, I'm not going to worry that this and this and this occurred in the past. I'm going to look at this in a new, fresh way. I'm going to see myself as the new person that I've created, and so I'm going to move forward in a new line of work or a new job, or even if it's the same line of work, seeing it in a whole different light and projecting yourself in a whole different way and being, you know, manifesting the positive and looking at it realistically. So I believe we can take, you know, whether it's job or, you know, or even just our general attitude towards people, if we start to, a lot of times I believe that we can gauge where we're at with ourselves by how other people treat us. And, you know, people are not generally, I mean, there's bullies out there and all that. I don't want to say that there isn't. But if we feel that we're going through life and people are constantly taking advantage of us, or we're constantly on the short end of the stick, then there's probably something to that. So that might be a time to look back at the past and say, you know, what am I projecting, or what am I creating and manifesting? Maybe it's coming from me. Maybe I'm not seeing the potential in myself, and so I'm not allowing other people to see that either. So there's a lot that we can do to take the good things from the past, the good memories, and all of us, I mean, we all have had struggles. Some of us, of course, we've had worse struggles, if you will. I don't think we can always compare struggles because each of us are different in the way we absorb things emotionally and spiritually. But there's very few of us that can say nothing bad or negative or hurtful or painful or frustrating has ever happened to me. Yet at the same time, I don't believe that any of us can truthfully say nothing good or positive or joyful or happy or surprising or exciting or good has ever happened. So that it's a good time to relate to your past, you know, kind of like what you were saying in the beginning. You know, what occurred that was good, and what was I feeling about myself before that occurred? Not because it occurred, but what was I projecting and what was I thinking and what mode of energy was I in, where was I headed, what was I thinking when that good thing or that positive, whether that was a job or that was just an interaction that we had, or maybe you won something, you won tickets. I mean, it could be a myriad of things, or maybe you found a place that you had been looking to rent or to buy that was a perfect fit for you and whomever, yourself, or if you have a family, whatever. So that's a good time to relate to that and then say, okay, how can I take those elements, that energy, and project that into the future so that I'm attracting those things, those higher things and that higher energy and that those more positive influences. So, yes, it doesn't necessarily have to be, although, you know, a lot of people are, you know, as humans, we tend to thrive in relationships. Not all of us are in relationships, and not all of us even want to be in relationships. So it doesn't always have to be about a relationship. It can be about a job or our life, or like you with your business, taking a risk, doing something because we love it and because it makes us feel good, as opposed to doing it because we're supposed to, or we have to, or we think it's the way that, you know, well, I went to school for this, so I'm stuck with doing this. You're not. We're never stuck with anything. We're really free to do as we please. And so sometimes just stepping to, I think, outside of ourselves and saying, okay, like if we went to the interview or like presenting ourselves the way that you are presenting your business, if we were to say, okay, if I were on the other side of that desk, how would I have evaluated myself? What things could I do better? And one basic question would be, I feel, to ask is, was I being myself? Was I truly being who I am? Because we can attempt to try to mold or shift ourselves to be what we think is what someone else is looking for, and, you know, all along, or what is expected, again, comes the expectation, what is expected, when in reality, had we just been ourselves and been a little more relaxed, we would have found that things may have worked out better. So it's not about beating yourself up and saying, you know, oh, well, I've messed everything up or I've made so many mistakes. It's just coming to terms with there's always room for improvement. And it's, to me, it's all about the pursuit of happiness without, of course, causing harm to others. And like what you said, whether you pray to God or you practice meditation, you're a Buddhist, whatever you follow in terms of the divine, the light, the source, the creator, whatever you follow in your belief, I do believe that it's absolutely essential that we have some belief system, something that tells us that there's more than just today and there's more than just tomorrow, that there's a future, because that's what gives us, I feel, as spiritual beings and human beings, the incentive to keep going.
Exactly. I have a couple of callers, so if you will just talk a bit more. Let me see who's calling in. I know one of them is our star, Zanias, and I have to get to the other one, so I will be right back.
Okay. And so some things to think about if you're entering this new year and you're looking at things that you have considered wanting to change or do better or be truer to yourself, or there's patterns that you've notice that don't seem to be, you know, you're on this groundhog day, whatever, whether it's relationships, jobs, yourself in general, your wardrobe, the way that you're spending your free time, regardless of how or what it is, it's a good time. The energy in the new year is the best time for making changes and for identifying.
Yeah, good to hear your voice.
Oh, there's Stars in the S, I believe.
Yes.
Hi, Maya. How are you?
I've got him on the air.
Good.
There you go.
Hi, ladies. How are you? Happy New Year.
Same to you. You have some questions or you want to say something?
This is a really good topic. I'm going to be 52 this year, and it took me many, 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 many years to deal with my past and accept it and move on, and always kind of remembering it so that I don't repeat past mistakes. And, you know, that's it's easier said than done. A lot of us, you know, have scars from the past or have done things that we might have wished we had done differently, or perhaps we were ashamed of, or many other things. But I think a lot of people really never deal with their past. And it constantly comes back to haunt them. And they might not realize it, but go on. The things that we have planted in our head about our past continue to plague us in the future until we recognize them for what they are. And we're able to move on from that. You know, some people would say it's about forgiving yourself. I just try to deal with it as, hey, it was a learning experience. It's certainly not something that I can change, nor can I forget it. I can only use it to better myself. And I think Nat said not to repeat our past failures, indiscretions, and absurdities. Again, as I said, this isn't something that comes really easy to people. I mean, you know, how many clients do we deal with that are constantly, you know, repeating bad relationships? And every time they repeat a bad relationship or a bad, get involved in another bad situation, it only scars them all the more. And many times it's because they just never dealt with the past. Indiscretion with that relationship or that issue, and have not been able to move on from it.
That's true. I think that's really true. And yep. If you don't recognize what was going on that maybe you could have changed, you're not going to ever know how to take care of it again. You're not going to be able to take care of it in the next one. I mean, you're gonna repeat yourself probably. But yeah, those are good points, David. What do you think, Maya?
Oh, I agree, yes. And I do believe that it is a process. It's easy to say, we'll do this, or, you know, here's some insight or some guidance or some advice. But that, you know, coming to terms with our past and being able to walk away free from it without completely forgetting it is a very tricky, it's a very tricky process. And it does take, like you mentioned, you know, you'll be 52. It's not something that we're going to do in a week or two. I mean, it does take a lot of time, and the first step to any change is awareness that change needs to be made.
Mm-hmm,
so that's
mm-hmm.
And once we can do that, then we can start to align ourselves with our higher self and start to step out of whatever it is that's blocking us or keeping us. But, you know, you mentioned forgiveness, and I do see that as a part. I don't feel that that's the entirety of, you know, aligning and coming to terms with the past and that, but I do feel that's an important part is being able to forgive ourselves for whatever mistakes were made. But forgiveness in any sense, whether we're forgiving self or we're forgiving someone else, that doesn't mean that it's okay in the sense of, okay, well, I forgive myself, and so I don't have to repent or I don't have to feel bad or I can go ahead and repeat that over and over again. you know, kind of like damage control. And there's some religions where as long as you just say, oh, I'm sorry, and do this, then this, and this, and this. I mean, it's a lot deeper, and like you said, David, it's a lot more complicated than that. It takes a lot, especially depending on, you know, what your past was like and how much, you know, each of us are very individual. And so two people could go through, I believe, similar experiences, and one could come away from that, you know, barely, you know, really barely harmed, and another could be in desperate need of repair and extremely wounded, because we all absorb at different rates, and different situations, you know, touch us differently, and therefore our way out of it is also unique and different too. So it is a process. So I do believe that we should be very patient, just like we would want someone to be patient with us if we were learning something new, or if we were ill, or we have a loved one that's getting care in the hospital, or some type of health thing. We would expect their caretakers to be gentle and patient and easy with them. That's how we need to be towards ourselves when we're dealing with our past and we're trying to move out of it and past that, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Past the past.
Yes, it does.
And you know what I was thinking while you guys were talking? Sometimes what I do, because I'm on the computer so much, is I break away from it, and I'll sit down, and I'll have my cat. And I know Stars Aeneas has a couple of little kitties, and I know you have your little puppies, Maya. I'll just spend time with him, and he's on the arm of the couch, and I'll have tea, and we'll just sit there and cuddle. And I don't think about anything else except him. You know, because he's my cat. He's a big baby, but he's, you know, he likes a lot of attention, and he knows he'll come after me and start talking, and I better follow him because he wants some attention. And that's a male for you, I guess. I don't know. I want attention, so I give him attention. But it does me good because I'm not thinking about anything on the computer, nothing about, you know, issues with at PayPal. Not that I have issues with them because I'm one of their top clients, but, you know, just little silly things that I might be worrying about. It really helps to walk away from it and do something that you know is going to give you pleasure of some kind, reading, taking a walk, doing a sport, you know, running, whatever, listening to music. I listen to music. I have a Nano, and I listen to two stations all day long when I'm at the computer. I mean, I'm never without hearing something really nice, upbeat, and that kind of thing. I really think that helps me an awful lot. Last year, I did not use it, most of last year. Towards the end, I started using it, and I rely upon it, and of course, I'm going to listen to the station that the commercial is going to be on, of course. But other than that, you have to find something that's going to kind of maybe take you away from that which is giving you a problem. Maybe you'll come back with a new perspective. Maybe you'll think about it a little differently. But, you know, like Aeneas said, you know, some things really cause deep scars. Sometimes you're going to go back and you're going to remember that. But then you're going to move forward again and just keep going forward, even if it's little baby steps, and try to feel better about yourself and forgive yourself. That's done. It's a done deal. You don't read a book backwards, or you can't go backwards and fix it. You have to keep moving forth. I've had, as everybody knows in my life, everybody's had trials and tribulations, and this probably right now is the best I've been mentally. Emotionally, I'm even better than I was last year. And I really don't know why. Maybe Maya, you can tell me. I don't really know why, except that I do talk to God every day. Sometimes I'll say, hey, you better get with the program here. We're moving a little slow. And I laugh when I talk. You know, we need to step up the pace, gather the archangels, and let's put things into gear here. Everybody's dragging their feet up there. I mean, I do that just, and I laugh about it because that's how I relate to what's in heaven, what's up there, is God and the archangels and all of that. And I don't really know of my guides. Maya's lucky to have her guides with her. I don't know, Aeneas, I need to call you Stars Aeneas because that's really what your name is. Do you have guides that help you along the way?
No.
No? Okay. All right.
No,
well,
no,
see,
I don't. I don't. I don't. I think it's very helpful for people who do. You know, I choose to do some introspection and ask myself, why am I feeling this way, and what is the root of this problem? So I guess that I rely on my inner guide. How's that? My inner guide to direct me and others that come to me, such as when I'm in the reading room for advice.
Sometimes they help you. You're helping
them. And they help me, yes.
And
they
help
me. They help
me.
Way.
That's true. That's very, very true.
I think it works both ways. It is. When we deal with our clients, and we're dealing with their issues, it certainly is give and take. We can't expect to give without taking something back from that client, and that is learning how we can better ourselves. Perhaps we can tell them how to best avoid that situation. But ultimately, it comes from our experience, and hopefully what we take away from each client, and especially my longtime clients, is something I can learn about myself. So, yes, you're right.
That's right. And I'm sure Maya experiences the same thing, don't you, Maya?
Oh, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, I mean, I guess you have scars, Annie, as I do too. Sometimes I get angry about them. But I talk out loud.
I do a lot of that
because I can. I'm by myself.
But
I can say, you know, well, you know, that was really stupid, or, you know, but ultimately you have to forgive yourself. We're wonderful people. We really are.
And we're human.
Exactly. And
we
people
make
mistakes. That's right. So, okay, find out what the mistake was. Correct it. If you can't correct it, just remember what you did. You won't do it again. Try to do that. Because we're not perfect. We are. I had a friend years ago. She said, we're working towards perfection. That's what she always told me. Actually, the lady that I learned a lot of my astrology from. We're working towards perfection, she said. And that's kind of true, I think. And I don't know that we'll ever complete that. I would like to say that we won't. Maybe in another life when we come back, I don't know. You can believe in karma. You can believe in you're going to come back as another type of person or whatever. But you have to feel good about yourself. You have to know, like for me, and I deal with lots of people, if I can do something for someone, even if it's a nice email or extra minutes that I give out, whatever it is, it makes me, I get a lot of gratification from it, and it's worked. It's not, people don't take advantage of it because I'm in control. But I know Maya has a lot of information from her guides and, you know, her blog. I read the blog every day, and I think I've said this before. A lot of times I think that her guides are talking to me directly so that I learn something. Because I, you know, I read them and I'm thinking, okay, I got it, I get it. Okay, move on here, all right. Because I really believe that a lot of times, that when she doesn't know it, I mean, she knows, I've told her this, but she doesn't know when she's writing because she channels it, that I feel it's directed at me. So I'm sure other people feel the same way when they read it. And it's just like reading cards, Aeneas. It's they talk to you. You've had the experience with them. You learn how to relate them to your clients, and, you know, you always try to give them the best. You don't want them to walk away with something super negative because that doesn't help them either. They could be coming in with all these scars from last year, all these issues from last year, and because it's a new year, they're looking for hope. So that's, you know, that's nothing wrong with hope. There's nothing wrong with that. Faith, hope, remember charity, all of that. Very, very good. All of it's good. I practice that all the time. My son was here today, and he told me, he said, you know, Mom, he says, I hope you live to 100. I said, really? He said, yeah, and if you could be like you are. And I said, well, I don't know that I will be like I am. He said, I don't know. He said, because I'm going to be 48 years old next week. He's going to be 48. And he says, I still learn from you. That made me feel really good today. He said, I still am learning from my mom. And but I have a great relationship with him. I'm very, very lucky with that. So I don't know. I guess I'm talking too much. Probably I should take it back to Maya, huh, Maya? Oh, I can talk for hours. Well, we know that, right?
Yeah. I mean. Well, it's all good. And I think hope is the, I believe it's the backbone. And, you know, I just want to say when you were commenting about perfection, you know, ideally I think that's nice. But for me, perfection achievable for us now is to be able to embrace a state of grace, which
yep.
I would define that, the way that I would define it in this context is just to be able to accept the things that cannot be changed and give those up to the universe, to a higher power, or just release them in general. And
right.
the things that are within our capacity or our ability to change, to work at changing. And it doesn't mean that it has to be, you know, as Sarzenaeus pointed out and you pointed out, Natalie, it doesn't necessarily have to be something that's done, you know, in a snap second or a moment. It's a process. And every little step that we take towards embracing that state of grace and making those changes, whatever they may be, and whatever capacity they may be, we're moving towards that higher state of being. And really what it's all about is, I feel, is being happy, is finding happiness, being happy with who we are. And then, you know, when we're filled with happiness, love, and hope, that pours out. I mean, it's like a waterfall that rushes into, you know, a beautiful waterfall that rushes down the rocks and creates just this crystal clear stream of beautiful water. And that's what it is in it. I believe that it washes over all the people we come in contact with. And then much like a boomerang, all that energy is returned to us. And oftentimes, you know, the old saying, what we give and what we send will be returned to us times 10. So I do believe that when we can get to that, it's given back. So I don't know, Ines, how do you feel about, you know, giving and taking of energy and or whatever you want to say. I mean, it's you don't have to answer
that. It's very important that we do little things for others, even if they don't necessarily know that we have done them. Recently I was on a bus and a woman wanted to get on. She had some children with her and they wouldn't break her 10 or whatever she had. And, you know, I stepped up, paid for them to get on, and that made me feel good. Of course, I'll never see her again, but it made me give a little something back.
That's what you did.
Pay it forward.
Yeah,
exactly.
There's nothing wrong with that. I do it all the time.
Right, and I believe that it's got to be done with sincerity. It can't be done for show.
Right.
It has to be done because
intent,
it's something
right?
you
it's
want to
be
do.
Intent.
Right.
The intent has to be
right.
good, yes.
The only other comment I had is I find that a lot of people just so flippantly say, just give it up to the universe, and they repeat the same mistake over and over, and it's great to give it up to the universe. You got to do some footwork. I'm sure you know what I mean. You know, or you're just going to be, again, you're going to be doomed to repeat the same thing. I just want to say I'm looking forward to the updates on the Star side. It's going to be exciting to work with a new platform.
Right.
And I wish.
Right. It's going to be bigger, better.
I certainly wish all our clients a very happy new year. I'm available frequently online if you'd like to get a hold of me. It's Starzenaeus. And Nat and Maya and the rest, I wish you all a very happy new year.
Thank you.
And thank you.
We'll
okay,
talk to you
thank
again
you.
Soon.
Sure will. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. You know, pay it forward. When he was talking, I was thinking about my son does that. He's like a replica of me. and my husband, my late husband also, we did that. We do that. Well, my son and I do, and I know Maya does it too. It just makes you feel really good. I often think that that there is a higher power watching, and if you want, doing a little notepad with pluses and minuses, and I feel really good about myself, what I've done and accomplished, and more is coming. But I have wonderful people like Maya and Aeneas and many on Stars. There's just many that give of their time. Like, look at Jackie. She spent an hour with me working in Excel, and she was so excited, and I was so excited that, you know, and it didn't cost anything. It was her time and my time. But I think there's a lot of good in people, and I think sometimes you have to dig a little deep and do some good things for people, like he did on the bus or whatever, or tell someone in a store they look really pretty. I've done that many times. I've talked about it. I'm not afraid to do that at all. I think that's a wonderful gesture. Or let somebody go ahead of you because they have a few items and you've got a whole shopping cart. I mean, there's so many ways, right, Maya, that you can. And maybe you were the kind that before you didn't do that. Maybe, you know, it was all about yourself. Oh, all about me. I know I'm not going to do that. But try to make the change. It'll make you feel really, really good, I think. What do you think, Maya?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I wanted to comment, too, on Stars Aeneas. I like this comment because when we say, you know, give it up to the universe, I do believe that for some of us, that can be taken as complacency, and that can be twisted to mean, oh, well, there's nothing I can do about it, so to heck with it. I mean, that's not the idea at all. The idea is releasing our obsessions and releasing that attachment that we have to trying to force some type of an outcome. So rather than focusing our energy onto something very specific that we don't really have control over, it means releasing that for the moment, not maybe necessarily giving up hope entirely, but releasing that train of thought for the moment. And instead, what I suggest is asking that we're given that state of grace, so we're given peace with what we have, and gratitude, and yes, I do believe absolutely in paying it forward, and that each time that we can make someone smile, whether it's giving a compliment or, you know, seeing someone struggling with a heavy basket and helping them, or, you know, asking people, you know, about, I happened to pass along a tip over this, I think I mentioned at the beginning of the show. A lot of us are struggling here. I live in Northwest Arkansas, and we've had some really crazy weather. And because of it, it's generally a very humid area. But we've had, even though we've had tons of rain and flooding, it's been dry compared to what normally the humidity levels are. So a lot of us are suffering from this lingering dry cough. And so the nail gal, I shared a tip with her, and it seems like such a little thing to do, but, you know, she was telling me how she felt so bad because she needed to work and she was coughing, and you know, it was embarrassing because she felt that people were like, oh, gosh, she's coughing all over me. And it's not contagious at that point. It's just this lingering dry cough. And she had a baby, and she said, you know, she felt bad. She'd been to the doctor, so I shared this little tip, and she was so, so grateful, you know, telling me, oh, you know, she had told so many people and friends, and everyone was trying it, and it just worked so well. And the thought did cross my mind that, you know, even though I do believe that it actually does work physically, I mean, that it actually is a solution to help with especially nighttime coughing, I also wondered, is it not, perhaps, just that energy of, you know, I took a moment and showed that I cared, because I did care in that moment. I wasn't trying to prove anything or, you know, pat myself on the back. I was just thinking, oh, you know, bless her heart. Here, this young girl is working so hard. She's an immigrant, so I know that she's had to work twice as hard as those of us born in this country in order to get everything together to be an American, which she's very proud of that fact. And she has a child. So something like that, I feel those are really good memories. And those are things that if we took as much time to remember and journal those moments that we give to others and we make a change in someone's life. I mean, it seems so simple. I gave her a little tip about coughing, you know, woohoo, big deal. But it was what was behind that. It was the intention that must have flowed into her. And so something that she shared. So if we can remember, you know, as you go into the new year, I guess I would end things with just saying that, you know, we don't want to forget the past completely and shut it out. Obviously, if you have some severe issues in your past, then you probably need some form of traditional counseling if you haven't already received that. But otherwise, try to remember not just the negative and not just the challenges, although it's important you remember those so they're not repeated, but try to think of some of the good things, and then, as Natalie said, pay it forward. You know, do every time you do something nice for someone, just because it, you know, just give and to share that, that always comes back to us, and it's just like giving a gift. We shouldn't give a gift with, you know, eagle eyes and hawk eyes and, you know, well, I'm going to give this gift, but, you know, I'm going to expect this and this and this in return. A gift should be something that's just purely of the heart, whether it's some baked cookies, a scarf, or whatever. So hopefully as you enter into this new year, you can find ways that the more joy that we have within, the more we know that we're reconciling with our past and we're reaching our potential and we're living in a state of grace, or we're moving towards that state of grace. And yes, pay it forward. I absolutely believe, and I love the movie too, by the way.
Yes, me too.
And like you said, Natalie, whatever you can do that brings you, that takes your mind off of your worries and your challenges, because it is a stressful, you know, being human is a stressful way of life. I mean, it just is. I mean, we have good days and we have bad days, but it can be stressful. And so whatever brings you joy, no matter whether it's cuddling with your animals or reading a book or watching programs like I do on Netflix, listening to songs, which I love to do, whatever brings you joy, spending time with your children, if you have them, your grandchildren, your whatever, be sure and do more of that, because the happier we are as people, and the more that we reward ourselves with those things that make us happy and take our mind off of things, the more we're able to shift into a higher state of being, and then ultimately the more love we're able to give to the rest of the world.
That's right. And, you know, I love when you say state of grace or under grace. I just love that word, grace. I don't know why, but that, and the term, it sounds so heavenly and so spiritual. And yeah, before we conclude, I want to thank Candy, Stars Priestess Candy Ranson. She does all the doodads on Twitter and Facebook, and my phone will go ding, clunk, ding, and Candy's at it. She's doing her stuff, and she's going to have a lot of work to do next week once the new site is up, because we've got all kinds of things going. But I want to thank Maya Moon. Maya knows I love her dearly, and I love Candy, and I'm here for everybody always, and right at this moment I feel really good spiritually, even if I make God laugh sometimes and tell him, you better get these angels together here, they're not moving fast enough. I mean, I gotta, you know, put a rush on stuff, even though I do that and laugh.
Expedited,
and you have to laugh.
Right, expedited shipping. Let's get that shipped up, boys, right?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Let's, you know, step up the pace here. They're moving too slow. Things are not moving as fast as I would like to see them go. So if you'd like to give me control, we'll slam dunk it really fast. But anyways, of course, the show's wonderful. Next week we'll have Nicole back, and I don't know what our topic will be, but it'll be another good one, I'm sure. And thank you, Maya Moon. You're wonderful as usual. I love you bunches, and I love my star staff. And Priestess Candy, she's wonderful. She's in the room, and she knows I love her too. So with that, we're going to close the show, and we'll see everybody next week. Bye-bye.
Bye. Much love to you. Bye.